Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, you want to put your hands together one more time? For the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. God bless you. Maybe seated.
Now, Michelle, with me at Tennessee.
Try and find a good seat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The moment we have all been waiting for is finally here. Bishop is in town.
Bishop, come here.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow.
Wow.
What a blessing it is. I am more than excited to be here tonight. And I'm very honored to have the opportunity to introduce God's chosen servants. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want you to settle down. Look, try and put your phone on silent. Turn it off. And let your mind be here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Once again, I want to welcome everybody here.
Amen.
You missed a good place to put your hands together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have some friends of mine here. We have Pastor Reverend Ebenezer Magtapena from CEM.
Reverend
and
Ebenezer,
his wife,
FCM.
Lady Pastor Patience. Please and give
Lady
a wave.
Pastor Patience, FCM.
Hallelujah. God bless you. We also have Pastor Xavier Doche.
Pastor
and
Xavier Doche.
His wife here
and
from Jema.
Jema.
They are from our Anakazo Assembly family members.
I'm free. Anakazo Assembly.
Give a wave. Amen.
Amen.
And it's great that you are also here. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for tonight. And we are so blessed to have one of our founding bishops here with us tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you glad about it? Amen.
Amen.
Long before there was a church, or before there was a Lighthouse Chapel International, our bishop went to the university, the premier university of Ghana.
Yes, University of Ghana.
And whilst he was there, his paths crossed with a certain Brother T. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when they met, he saw that they seemed to have a lot of interest in common.
I said,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And their passion for soul winning was very similar. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he really enjoyed the company of Brother T.
And
started a friendship that lasted many, many years and up till today it still exists. Amen.
Amen.
He was there at the beginning when it all started. He has stood by the side of our founding bishop for so many years. Our church would never have been the same without him. I heard there were others. In fact, to be honest, I don't even know their names. But we thank God that God placed him by the side of our founding bishop. He has been a strong pillar. Has been there through different seasons of this ministry. From Kolegono. Do you know about Kolegono?
William Kolegono.
To the Kodesh at North Kodesh.
Kodesh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then at a point from Kolebu.
Kolebu.
Okay, forgive me.
Hashem.
And then at a point, Bishop handed over the church to him, the Kodesh.
Kodesh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then from the Kodesh,
Kodesh,
he arrived a new Botiano where he started the Kadesh.
Oko si oko pie new Botiano baby ashe laeta sasa for fen Kadesh ase.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It used to be the tent on fire.
Ne ta frenu ta frenu apata e jashe mane dere e da dere wo man kasa.
What a shock.
What a shock.
Tent o ya pata. Mercy.
Into my dying, I had dairy.
But now they are no longer in a tent.
Now they say, when this is to my dining mobile,
they are in a beautiful cathedral.
Wow, wow, I saw it down here.
Beautiful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he is also known as the Bishop on Fire.
And our friend is a sophopon or dairy. Or dairy and casapa.
For so many years, I've known Bishop Saki.
In fear, be bringing me home, Bishop Saki.
It's been so much of a blessing.
Why, in sure, I can see a baby.
As we came on missions,
Abraya Ba, say Benya Mirjumano,
he takes care of all of us, all the missionaries.
Australian United, Bessian, so that's Australian United, so
not only in Ghana, but in different parts of the world.
And you're Ghana, now, mom, we are some and a man, a fan baby.
It's been sweet knowing him.
Yeah, they say me, Nimno.
His exemplary life as a Christian.
Na bra bose Christo ni yem fatun kasiye.
And as a pastor.
Ne se osofun sunu.
And a great assistant.
No yo bia obua for papa no.
Has inspired all of us.
Asheye nyina nkran.
And taught us to know that it's an honorable thing to assist.
Na wache ase aye numu nyam sha dia se obeye obua for.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's written a book, How to Be a Good Assistant.
And
it's one of the best books you can ever read.
Because
Mike Maddox said, if you say you are passionate about something, you must have a book on it.
Mike Maddox says,
so when he meets you and you are into singing, he wants to see the book you have written about singing.
And
he
said, oh, share on us, I want to see you to new person.
What a shock.
What a shock.
How to Be a Good Assistant.
Said you see here, or for be or and stuff for you.
Is a book that is practical because it's been written by someone who is an authority in that area.
There
are many deep secrets in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight we are blessed to have this anointed man of God with us.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And I know he's going to be a great blessing to you tonight. Tell someone sitting near you, your life will never be the same again. Tell the person sitting there, you will go back better than you came. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are as excited as I am,
so when you are,
you want to stand to your feet. And with a shout. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
You see, hallelujah.
Clap your hands for the Lord.
Everybody.
Wow. This is fantastic.
Fantastic.
This is supernatural. This is amazing. Clap your hands for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Please. Sit on top of your enemy.
But what's in our town for so?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
We see hallelujah.
Well, I am excited to be here.
Many a jipa asemi waha say.
Hello. All right. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm very grateful to God for this opportunity.
Many si so radipa masaa kwenye.
actually, Reverend Chris didn't tell me that we're having it on this ground.
Reverend Chris, I can't tell you.
If I knew what it involved to have it here,
I
would have had it 3 days. But he didn't
tell me.
Unfortunately. Honestly. Because so much effort has been put into this. We should have had it more than, at least 3 days. Anyway, next time. But next time I come, the ground will be done. The walls will be up. Roof would have come on top of your head. I see you in a beautiful cathedral. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This will be one of the biggest cathedrals in the whole region.
Where about?
Do you believe it?
Which
of
you?
Children churches will be built. I see somebody having a wedding in the cathedral. It's going to be powerful. Amen.
Amen.
I said amen.
Say amen.
So I want to thank God for the life of Reverend Chris
Mensah. Reverend Chris Mensah
and his wonderful wife. Why are you shouting louder when I mention the wife? Don't worry. We the men, our reward will come from heaven. So don't worry. If you don't clap for us, no problem. Amen.
Amen.
But I thank God for the great work that is going on. To gather 10 people, it's a miracle. Hallelujah. So to gather 25, it's a supernatural miracle. To gather people like this is a super fantastic miracle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm so happy to be here. And I'm excited for the blessing of God. Amen.
Amen.
And for all the pastors and Minister Shepherds,
any Minister Shepherds,
we want to bless God for your life, for your dedication, all the shepherds, center leaders, all of you. God bless you for your labor of love. Bible says, your labor in the Lord will not be in vain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Reverend Chris's friends, God bless you. CM and Lighthouse as one family. Say amen.
Say amen.
God bless you. Are you excited to be here? I don't know how long I'm supposed to preach. Are you there? All right. Well, today is Sunday night. So, and tomorrow is a working day. So, I'm not going to preach for a long time. I'm going to try and end before 1 o'clock. What a shock. Are you here?
Oh, Hase.
Fantastic.
Hey, one.
Father, we want to thank you for this evening. We thank you for the blessing of serving you. The privilege of doing your will. I pray for everybody here. Help us to know you. Rule in our lives. Show us your way. Teach us your path. We bless you. We thank you. We honor you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to share with you very briefly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I know that God is going to be gracious to us. So much work is going on here. Amen.
Amen.
By the way, Bishop asked me to send his love to all of you.
Bishop Ponce, men nani do edi no chiamunyina.
Amen.
Amen.
He's going to embark on Healing Jesus campaign in Ghana very soon.
Obaba share Healing Jesus crusade as we Ghana
and
chekra.
And this is the place he will come again.
Na bia we ya bia obesa babium. Obesa babiabium.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
We see hallelujah.
So get ready for a massive campaign.
And this is a human campaign, a super album.
I'm going to show you two verses of scripture tonight. And then we will be coming to a close. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I love you guys. You're fantastic. The dancing stars are beautiful.
Dancing stars are fair.
Your choir was super. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we bless God for every one of you. Amen.
Amen.
Now the Bible says,
trust them, say,
thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And the Bible says,
trust them, say,
and I'm reading to you from verse number 57. But thanks be to God. Somebody lift and say, thanks be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You are victorious. I say you are victorious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
I say hallelujah.
But thanks be to God. Who gives us victory?
May
God give you victory over every problem. May God give you victory in your finances. May God give you victory in your workplace. May God give you victory in your school. May God give you victory in your exams. May God give you victory in ministry. Now, thanks be to God. Who gives us victory? You will be victorious in this life. Shout your loudest amen. You will be victorious. You will never suffer shame. You will never suffer defeat. You will never suffer disgrace. I pray for you tonight that you will never smell of failure. I say you never smell of failure, but you smell of favor. Somebody shout amen. I declare to you today, you never smell of failure. Do you hear what I say? You will never smell of failure. You will smell of favor. You will smell of victory. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Who gives us victory? Do you understand what I'm saying? Victory does not belong to MPP. Victory does not belong to NDC. Rare victory is from God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Who gives you victory? Tonight,
and then you
if you've ever suffered defeat,
say what in
those days are over.
Some men
shame. If you suffer shame, the days of shame are over. Did you hear what I say? I'm telling somebody here, if you have suffered disgrace, the days of disgrace are over. Thanks be to God. Who gives us victory? He will give you victory. I declare to you, your life will be a victorious life. Your church will be a victorious church. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I Are you still here? Can you hear me well? Tell your neighbor, my neighbor, your days of defeat are over.
Now
go on the shoulder and shake him and tell him, my neighbor, your days of defeat are over.
Now
my neighbor, the days of disgrace are over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
Tell him your days of favor are here.
I just said now what
Amen.
Amen.
God is going to change your story. God is going to change your story. Your churches will work. Your church will move from 25 to 50.
25 to 50.
I see the multiplying of the ministry. Now thank me to God. Who gives us victory? In Christ Jesus. Now look at the next verse. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, my beloved brethren. My beloved brethren. Therefore, my beloved brethren. Therefore, my beloved brethren in this region. Therefore, my beloved brethren. Be ye steadfast. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Somebody clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Paul is telling them, beloved brethren, thank you to God who gives us victory. Therefore, because of victory, because God has planned victory for you. You know, sometimes when you see boxers fighting, I watched a boxing match once. They were fighting.
Now,
1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. First round. The boxer fell down. Second round. He fell down again. Third round. He fell down again. But every time he falls down, he try and get up. And the referee will stop the match. And he will count. When they get eight, and then he will stand up. And he will flex his muscles. And he will come back. First round, he fell down. Second round, he fell down. Third round, he fell down. But from the fourth round, he began to fight. By the end of 12 rounds, he was a champion. He was a champion. I declare to you today, you will be the champion at the end of the fight. Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. I
expect
victory. Somebody has been knocked down before. But I see you getting up. Clean the dust. You say, God is on my side. I'll fight on. Somebody say, I will fight on. Shout, I will fight on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, hallelujah.
Amen.
There are some pastors. When you go to church, all the people you visited didn't come to church. And the devil tells you, you are not called. But the devil is a liar. I said, the devil is a liar. You look around. You say, where are the people? They are not here. But keep on fighting. Keep on fighting. One of these days, they shall come from the east. They shall come from the west. They shall come from the north. They shall come from the south. I see you victorious in ministry. Shout hallelujah. Are you still here? Therefore, my beloved brethren, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. Be steady. Push him and say, be steady, be steady. Tell him, be steady. You will not fall. You will not fall. You will not give up. Be steadfast. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be steadfast. Unmovable.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Unmovable.
May
nothing move you. I said, may nothing move you. May no situation move you from your place. Shout amen.
See, I'm not say amen.
Tell three people I am unmovable. Tell three of them I am unmovable. Tell them like you believe. Tell them like you believe it. Hallelujah. You are unmovable. You are unmovable. After 1 year, you will still be standing. After 5 years, you will still be standing. Shout yes, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to exhort everybody here. Abound in the work of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
We sing a song. Your voice is like my voice, isn't it? Na me yani sem shira My beloved brethren, be steadfast. Be steadfast. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Somebody shout always. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. I did not hear you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
For you know this. This one that you know it. That your labor. Not in MPP. Not in NDC. Your labor. In the Lord. Will never be in vain. Clap your hands for the Lord somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love working for God. I love doing the work of God. Because this one I know that my labor is the Lord. Every prayer I pray. Every preaching I preach. Every evangelism I do
is
the Lord. It will never be in vain. It will never be in vain. May God bless you as you work for Him. I said, may God bless you as you work for Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know some people, when you work for them, they don't pay you. Has I preached to anybody here before? They say, you are a carpenter.
Also, we are carpenter.
When you make a bed, they don't pay you.
So,
you are a seamstress. When you sew, they don't give you the money. So people, they employ you. I know a lady who works in a company. 5 months, they have not paid them. What a shock. 5 months, they have not paid them. What a shock. But as for the Lord, when he worked for him,
so
he will pay you. He will reward you. He will give you wages. He will honor you. He will keep you. May God give you cars to drive. May God give you houses to live in. May God look after you. Somebody say, I receive it.
Because I'm
preaching. I said I'm preaching. Are you here tonight? I said, are you here tonight? Let me show you one passage of scripture. Benefit of serving the Lord. Revelations chapter 7. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Revelations. The book of Revelation chapter 7. Are you here tonight? I'm enjoying myself in the open air. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Are you there?
Oh,
Bible says.
Trust them, say.
Verse 15. Okay, let me start from 14. He says, and I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. Now he was asking them, let me tell from 13. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And where did they come from? And I said unto him, sir, and he said to me, these are they which came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 15. Therefore, are they before the throne of God and save him day and night in his temple. May you serve God day and night. Somebody shout amen. Bible said, these are they who serve in the temple day and night. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are they who serve in the temple day and night. Amen.
Amen.
May you be among those who serve day and night in the temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Come on.
Come on.
Are you still here?
That's why we're
here. Can I come down?
Let me have a form.
I'm trying, but Father, help me. I'm fine. I'm strong, my brother. Hallelujah. I want to come close to you.
Super.
Thank you, Lord.
That was already.
Amen.
Amen.
These are they.
When you wanna
who serve in the temple day and night.
I was sumo, I saw them and I
junior. May you be among those who serve day and night.
I was sumo and I junior the chain.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Can I preach? Can I preach now? Can I talk to somebody here? Hallelujah!
Amen.
John said.
John said,
I don't know who they are. And the angel said, look at these people. These ordinary people. These are they who serve in the temple.
When you
may
them.
You serve in the temple day
and night.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I started serving God many years ago. I gave my life to Christ in 1975.
My brother, my yes, I fear 1975.
What a shock.
What a shock.
Are you still there?
But that's why we're home.
Are you still here?
But that's why we're here.
So that's how many years now?
If you're better saying it.
But
if you're better
43. Yes.
If you had your name and sack.
Amen.
Amen.
It's been 43 years.
If you had your name and send
since I gave my life to Christ.
Send me my brother my Jesus.
I've enjoyed serving God. I've enjoyed working in the temple. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I gave my life to Christ. And we started preaching around. I always remember. You know, way back, you know, I came from Winneba. Way back in Winneba.
I remember.
A friend of mine. A senior brother. He would come and wake me up every Sunday. 4:30 a.m.
And my chain on nine.
I said, brother, get up.
Sorry.
And then we'll go to the Winneba Methodist Church.
Yeah, I call Winneba Methodist. I saw them.
And then Sunday morning, we will dust all the chairs in the church. All the pews, we will clean them. We will sweep the floors. We will mop, go down and mop the place. The terrace of God, we will mop the place. I go to the chairs where the pastor sit on. We will clean them. Just them. Sometimes, I'll climb into the pulpit. You know how the Methodist pulpit is?
Big one.
I'll go inside. And I'll be cleaning it. Sometimes, as I'm cleaning it, I will kneel down and say, Lord, please use me one day. Use me one day. I was a little boy. 13 years. 14 years. 15 years. I didn't understand fully. But I wanted to serve in the temple. I wanted to serve in the temple. Nobody knew us. When we arrived there Sunday morning, the chapel keeper, he opened the door. He said, young boys, you have come. Yes, I said, we have come. We'll go and clean the place. Nobody paid us. The pastor didn't know us. The choir master didn't know us. Nobody gave us any money. But we're serving in the temple. I want to tell everybody here, it is an opportunity to serve in the temple. It is a privilege. It's a privilege to be an usher in the church. It's a privilege to sing in the choir. It's a privilege to pray in the church. It's a privilege to carry chairs. These are they who serve in the temple. May you be selected to serve in the temple. Somebody shout amen. May you be chosen to serve in the temple. Am I preaching to anybody here? I want to tell every young man, every young woman that God is giving you the greatest privilege to do something in the church. When you see the dancing stars, these are they who serve in the temple. Who serve in the temple. When you see people carrying chairs, when you see people are carrying wood into the church, I'm sure from this morning, two of you have been working here. I want to tell you something. You are those who work in the temple. These are they who serve in the temple. I'm going to show you the blessing of serving in the temple. Somebody shout amen. Benefit in serving in the temple. May you receive benefit from God. I said, may you receive benefit from God. Somebody shout amen. Look at it. So now let me continue preaching to you. What a way. What a way. Are you still there? When I say what a way, say what a preacher. What a way.
What a preacher.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now look at it. Verse 16. Those who serve in the temple, the Bible says,
trust
they shall hunger no more.
Trust them, say,
they shall never be hungry.
Trust them, say,
those who serve in the temple,
when I was them,
they will hunger no more. You will not be hungry. I
said,
you will not be hungry. Am I talking to anybody here?
David said,
I have been young.
My abba brother,
I'm now old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. No, he see begging bread. You will never be a beggar. You will never be a beggar. Do you believe it? God will look after you. You will not be hungry. I say you will not be hungry. Am I preaching to anybody here? You will not be hungry.
Come on, Neil.
I am telling you. I've served God for 43 years. I've seen God supply every need of mine. I want to tell somebody here. As you work in the church. As you sing in the choir. As you usher. As you do the work of ministry. You will hunger no more.
Come on, Neil.
You will never be hungry.
Come on, Neil.
May God bring ravens to feed you in the name of Jesus. Shout amen.
See, I'm not say amen.
Are you still in church?
Oh, that's why I was sorry.
Am I talking to anybody here? Your days of hunger are over.
Now come on down a trim.
Lift and say, I receive it. Amen.
Amen.
Are you there?
Oh, oh.
So now let me continue preaching.
Wow.
I am so blessed. I'm blessed to see you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They will hunger no more.
Come on,
they
won't be.
They will hunger no more.
Come and they won't be.
They will hunger no more.
Come and
they
won't be.
God has a way of bringing you resources.
Now, come on, we're quiet. I didn't know my way here, the bro.
From the strangest place.
If it be a when in Nasukra.
From the strangest place.
If it be a when in Nasukra.
Years ago.
And then fear be a
when I was in secondary school.
Abraham was secondary school.
One day I was driven out to school because of school fees.
That way
I
pump me for school and I'm in school fees.
And they were writing exams. I was very sad. As I walked out of the class.
Abraham and Nancy fee class on.
Because in those days I was always the first person who owes school fees.
As I said, Abraham said, I'm paying school fees. I mean, I'm in Dickain Power.
My name has been number one. When they say the first student owes school fees.
Says some of the people with the only school fees car.
When the headmaster goes number one,
headmaster
the whole class will go EAT Saki.
Obia no because EAT Saki.
What a shock.
What a shock.
If I'm number two, it's a mistake.
Sam in a medin toss me no I'm from so
I have to be number one.
Sam in a medin the kind.
What a shock.
What a shock.
I remember one day
the car said that room.
I was driven out of class.
Yeah, pardon me for class.
During this exam time.
Now, Brian, our chance of
class. It was raining.
Now, so tall.
I walked through the rain.
Now, I'm in Namsu.
I didn't know where I was going.
Now, I'm in Biamiko.
I was just walking.
Now, I'm in Nam.
Walking.
Now, I'm in Nam.
Wondering.
Now, I'm in Nam.
What is going to happen to me?
Yeah, and I bet to me.
What is going to happen to me?
Yeah, and I bet to me.
As my friends are writing the exam.
Brian, I'm in Nam for chance of
I'm not going to be repeated.
Me, yeah, my man, come here.
What is going to happen to me?
Yeah, and I bet.
Is that the end of my education?
I'm in school in every year.
What is going to happen?
Yeah, and I bet.
It was raining heavily.
Now, so tall.
was walking and crying. And the rain was beating me. I was just walking in the rain. At a point, the rain was so heavy. So there was a line of shops. So I went and stood under one of the sheds just to have some shade. And then as I stood there, a certain man came out of the shop. He said, "Young boy, why are you so? What's wrong with you?" And when he I turned and looked at his face, the man happened to know my mother.
He
said, "Ah, are you not Auntie Gladys' son?
Are you Auntie Gladys' Bano?"
I said, "Yes."
I'm saying,
"No, I was in school in Takwa. My mother was far away from
Nibba." I was school in Takwa. Now my mama is
what? He said, "What's the problem?"
I said, "How many say?"
I told him, "I owe school fees."
I'm so me the school fees car.
How much?
Say
30 cedis.
30 cedis.
What a shock!
What a shock!
30 cedis.
30 cedis.
The man said, "Because of 30 cedis.
The man said, 30 cedis.
That's why you are wet like this."
Say,
the man put his hand in his pocket. He gave me 60 cedis.
And the man, 60 cedis.
He said, "Go and pay your school fees. And keep the rest for yourself. May God supply your need miraculously in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you will hunger no more."
Come on, Neubium.
I said, "You will hunger no more."
Come on, Neubium.
I ran back to the school. When I got
there,
I went and paid. They have done half of the paper.
No,
I said, "No problem." I sat down. I was one of the best in the class. I see God helping you supernaturally. Say, "I receive it." Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will hunger no more. You will hunger no more. Because you serve in the temple. Because you are doing something for God. God will look for after you. You see, in life, it's necessary where you work. If you work for Ghana Railways, I pity you. Or PWD. What a shock. But if you work in a bank, Stanchart,
Barclays,
Ecobank, some of these places, people will be envious of you. Because they know you work in a good place. If God is your employer, He will look after you. May God look after you. May God supply your needs. You will hunger no more. Shout amen.
Amen.
Now let's go on quickly. What a way. Are you still there? The Bible says, Joseph give just 3 or 4 benefits. They shall hunger no more. Neither thirst anymore. You will not be thirsty. You will be able to buy Coca-Cola. You will be able to have Fanta. Say amen. Fruit juice, you have
them. Fruit juice.
When you have a fridge, your fridge will not only be full of pure water. Somebody say amen.
We can say amen.
Are you there?
Oh,
you will not be thirsty. Bible says, neither shall the sun's sun light on them. If you serve in the temple, the sun will not light on you. Nor any heat. May God give you air conditioning. Some of you are not ready to say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God can give you air
conditioning.
Can you receive it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The sun will not light on them. Amen.
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 And not the heat.
Not for so anyone.
Verse 70, for the lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them. The lamb shall feed you. May God feed you. You should have shouted a louder amen. You see, I have a little daughter. So nice to see you. It's working, isn't it? Fantastic. You know, I have a little daughter. Now she's It's 7 years. But you see, my little daughter, when she's eating,
so did ya?
Now it's better, but when she's around 4 or 5,
I said,
as if she's eating for you.
I said, the ODD amount.
Do you understand?
What you say?
Her own stomach that she's eating. You have to beg her. You have to sing. You have to dance for her. So that she can eat the food into her own stomach. I'm feeding my daughter. And then she said, Daddy, dance.
I say, oh,
so how to dance? Then I'll feed the one. Me, I'm feeding her.
Hey!
It's not a simple thing. Are you here? Are you with me?
Oh, that's what
my own daughter, you have your own stomach. I'm feeding you.
Say,
Daddy, sing.
I said, Daddy, to you.
And I sing. If you sing that, it is called pampering.
Your friend says,
may God pamper you. I said, may God pamper you. Somebody say, I receive it. Are you still there?
That's what
I tell you. One feeding time can take 1 hour. I tell him that, I tell my daughter, now eat for your brother Joel. One for Jude. One for Jude. And then one for Jeremy. And then one for Mommy. One for Daddy.
Abba.
Small feeding.
But
you see, by the time I sing, I dance for her, then I know that I really fed her. I see God carry you in his arms. I see God pampering you. I see God dancing around you. I see God defeeding you like a mother feeding the child. May God pamper you in the name of Jesus. May God be gracious to you. The Bible says, the lamb,
so,
he will feed you.
Obama
will
be a near.
He will feed you. Obama will
be a near.
He will feed you.
Obama
will
be a near.
He will feed you.
Obama
will
be a near.
He will feed you.
Obama
will be a near. Do you believe it?
Uchidiana.
I said, do you believe it? You will hunger no more.
Come on, the opium.
You will thirst no more.
So come on, the opium.
The sun will not smite you.
We are so more opium.
You will not suffer heat.
Show soon.
The lamb himself will feed you.
Obama will cast on the Obama will be a near.
Somebody shout amen.
Obinka say amen.
The next one, I'm ending.
Now.
Look at it. What a blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The lamb which is the midst of the throne shall feed them. And shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. One of the greatest blessings. Of those who serve
him.
The Lamb himself shall lead you.
God will lead you.
God will lead
you.
Can I have a
amen?
God will hold your
hand.
God will lead you. Through every valley. Through every storm. Through every situation. May the Lamb lead you. God himself will lead you. You will not strike your foot against the stone. Somebody shout
amen.
God will keep you from evil. He will lead you. I said he will lead you. When it comes to the time of marrying, God will lead you to marry, meet a good wife. You will not marry Ajua Tarzan. You don't marry a poor Rambo.
Who worry about a friend of Queer Rambo?
Are you still in church?
That's why we're sorry.
God will lead you.
Amen.
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 I said amen.
You say amen.
Are you still in church?
That's why we're sorry.
Are you still in church?
That's why we're sorry.
You never miss your way. Because you serve in the temple. I challenge everybody here. Serve in the temple.
So now you see.
Obed. You know, one day,
that room,
there was a man who was walking with their grandson.
They
were walking in the forest.
Now rim.
The pathway in the forest.
Quiet down rim.
As you're walking,
Obed,
hold my hand.
Hold my hand
firm.
So me say yeah.
As you're walking,
they're
walking. Walking and chatting. As they're walking and chatting, it had rained that day. The place was slippery.
Now how true.
And the path of water, pot and water everywhere. So as
they're
walking, the grandson stepped on a slippery ground. And he fell down.
And not tough
for
father.
Tough
for him.
Fall down,
tough for me. Tough for me. Tough for me.
And the grandfather picked the boy up.
Sorry.
Very sorry. Hold my hand.
Come
and then they were going.
Nothing now, okay.
They were going.
Oh, okay.
They were going.
Oh, okay.
And then the grandson slid and fell again. Fall again.
Grandson tough from you.
What a shock.
What a shock.
And grandfather said, oh,
and then
my
said, oh,
grandson.
Oh, Minana.
Get up.
Sorry.
Before you realize, Obed has stepped on another slippery ground.
Now Obed has stepped
on. Fall down properly. Fall down first.
Tough for me.
What a show!
What a show!
And the grandfather picked the boy
and
up.
Get up. Sorry.
Oh. Everybody say, oh.
Obed say, oh.
So he cleaned the boy up.
Just a pipano.
And you know,
now him.
As they started walking again, the boy told his grandfather, Grandpa, your hands are bigger than
mine.
Your hands are bigger than
mine.
My hands are so small.
If you hold my hand,
even if I slip,
I will never fall.
May God hold your hand from today.
And so on something.
May God hold your hand from today. You will never fall.
You will never fall.
In the name of Jesus. Your days are falling over. From now, I declare to you, God will hold your hand. God will lead you. He will bless you. He will show you the way you ought to go. Receive the direction of God in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm telling somebody here, God will help you. God will bless you. God will honor you. God will keep you. God will lead you. God will lead you through every situation, through the forest, through the valley, over the mountains. He will lead you. He will lead you in your home, in your school, in your marriage, in your business. May God lead you. You will not die in an accident. You will never sit in the wrong car. A car that is about to have an accident. You will not sit in it. May God lead you. Somebody say, I receive it. Are you here? I'm declaring to you, God will lead you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord himself shall lead them. He shall lead them. He will lead you to good places. I see you in good places. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. May he be your shepherd. May he lead you beside still waters. May he lead you into green grass. May he lead you into your blessing. May he lead you into good places. May he lead you into ministry. May he lead you into promotion. May he lead you into a new level. Receive the direction of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. No, go ahead. Amen.
Amen.
Am I going too fast?
Me content, man.
Hallelujah. I'm preaching.
Me can't answer.
I said I'm preaching.
Me can't answer.
Tell your neighbor the man is preaching to you.
Catch him, Adam was saying. Oh no.
Catch him, no. The man is preaching to you.
Catch him, no. Say, Papa, no.
Oh yes. Oh yes. I came here because of you. I came to preach to somebody here. God will lead you to a good place. God will not lead you to drink salt water. You will not drink salt water. You will drink proper water. Shout amen. Are you still there? No snake will bite you. Shut amen. God will keep you.
Now remember crowd.
He will lead you. What a way. Lay up your hands for the Lord.
Bonsemerade.
As you close.
Airpoint. Oh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My Jesus. And he says, and yes, God. Shall wipe away all tears. God shall wipe away all tears. Is there anything that has made you cry before? Have you cried before? Can I see your hand? Is there anybody that has cried before? Over some problems. Some of you ladies, some guys have made you cry. What a shock!
What a shock!
Has your wife cried before?
Yes, Bishop.
You have made her cry before, isn't it? What a shock!
So crying, pa.
Pa. She can cry.
Pa.
Yes. Every woman should cry small.
I saw baby a suda.
A woman who doesn't cry is not good. When you see a D too much.
When you see a D too much.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you there?
Oh, hi.
Look, many things can make
you cry.
In life, I've seen
cries.
People cry. Cry over things. Cry because of some disappointment. Cry because it's not working. Some of you give to people. And the pillow will preach to change. It's not going to be easy here. The tear that the pillow has seen, the worry the pillow has suffered. Are you there?
Yeah.
That's a cry. People are crying. Sometimes you wait.
You are sorry.
You don't know what to do.
You need to get away.
Yes.
I've cried.
He's crying. Is that daddy crying? Your son is saying that I see daddy cry. Your father is the pastor. Don't tell your father's secret in public. Why did daddy cry? Can you tell us? You know why he cried?
No.
No. But you saw him crying. Do you see daddy crying? Oh. What that nano? What a shock.
What a shock.
Even reverence cry.
Reverence cries too.
What a shock.
What a shock.
I don't know what his wife did that made him cry. Or I don't know which church members made your pastor cry. Yes. Church members. You can make us cry. I tell you. They can let you down. Church members.
Sorry, ma.
Hey. You said a simple thing. Are you there?
Oh.
Yeah. As I'm crying. Before crying. wear your lipstick and you clap. What a show.
What a show.
Are you there? I said, are you there? I don't know what pain you have suffered. I don't know what disappointment you have seen. I don't know what job you are looking for. I didn't get a job. You
are
just about to get a job. You are just about, and then somebody says, sorry, we can't have it anymore. And you feel disappointed. You are just about to get your
beloved.
And so something small happened.
And
the whole thing is
poor.
And you are crying in your room.
So,
oh God. Oh God. So when you come to church, they announce, brothers, brother, Kojo and sister Cecilia are getting married. And we all clap. But when you go home, you cry in your room.
So,
oh Lord, when? When?
When?
You ask yourself, will my day ever come? But tonight, I'm telling somebody here, because you serve in the temple, God himself he shall wipe away all tears. May God wipe away all tears. May God put laughter in your mouth. Some of you here, the landlord has been harassing you.
But
the time is coming. You move into your own house. I wish somebody heard me today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
And the day you move into your house, the day you get, you drive your car, the day you see God's promotion, you be saying,
now I am say erade.
Oh yeah.
Come on, sing it.
Saki.
But you know something. That's not how it started.
And yes,
At first, it was a ridicule. I told you, when they was in school, every time they come in, and now go to all school fees,
this school fees can be a.
The headmaster will go. The following students, who
all
school fees,
our this school fees can.
They should get up.
No, sorry.
And walk out of class.
No, not the class.
One. Number one,
they did kind.
And they all will go.
E-A-T. Saki.
And I will get up.
Mama, sorry.
With my head bowed. Tears in my eye. Disgraced. Embarrassed. Ashamed. I don't know what to do. I walk out of the
class.
People will make fun of me. They'll ridicule me. When you hear the whole class making E-A-T. It was about school fees. But today,
that's when
God has changed his story. When they mention E.A.T. Saki, they are inviting me to preach. May God change your story. To go and study law. My mother didn't have money to buy me a suitcase. I went to university with my clothes in an empty milk carton. Empty milk carton. That is what I had. Because
there
was no money to buy a suitcase. I bought my two shirts.
School t-shirt.
Two trousers. In an empty carton. I took short straw from Winneba to Circle. I took another short straw from Circle to Legon. I carried my carton on my shoulders. This was a time. People's parents would drive them to school in BMW, in Mercedes-Benz, in
Toyota.
I took short straw from Winneba to Circle, from Circle to Legon, Legon Junction. I carried my suitcase on my shoulder all the way to the hall. I got a room. I had my clothes there. Today, by the grace of God, I live in my own house. By the grace of God, God has promoted me. I drive a nice car. I want to get somebody here. If you serve in the temple, God will wipe away your tears. Your story will change. Your story will change. I said your story will change. Are you here? I said, are you here? God will change your story. God will change your story. Those who knew you, they'll look at you. They say, who is this? Do you remember that blind man? That blind man that Jesus met. The Bible says, Jesus spats, mixed it with some sand, put it on the man's eyes, and told the man, go and wash in the pool. As the man was walking. He was falling to gutters. People were laughing at him. They were making fun of him. The man was walking. Children were throwing oranges at him. They were ridiculing him. But the man, I'm sure he told himself, you can say what you have to say. Do what you want to do. I'm going to my pool. And I will come back. I see somebody going to his pool. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The man managed to get to the pool. He kept on asking, where is the pool? Where is the pool? The black man was asking, where is the pool? They said, go forward. He kept on asking until he got to where the pool was. The man fell the pool. He fell the water. Scooped some water and washed his face. And his eyes were open. Somebody clap your hands for the Lord. The Bible says
trust him say,
that when the man's eyes were opened, everything changed. He changed his clothes. Everything changed. And when they saw the man coming, those who knew the man, they were confused. Is it the man or is not the man? Is it the man or is not the man? I want to tell somebody here, those who know you, when they see what God has done in your life, they'll be amazed. They'll be confused. Because the family you come from, you don't deserve this. The family you come from, you don't deserve it. But I'm telling somebody here, when this touches you, they will be confused. They got to ask him, is he the one? Is he the one? Or is not the one? And the man stood. He said, I am he. I am he. I used to be blind. You used to laugh at me. But look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. May your story become beautiful. May God make your story beautiful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I came to talk to somebody here. God is about to change your story. As you said in the temple, you will hunger no more. You will thirst no more. As you serve in the temple, God will be your light. As you serve in the temple, he will not eat you up. As you serve in the temple, the Lord himself will feed you. As you serve in the temple, God will lead you. As you serve in the temple, God will wipe away your tears. Lift your two hands up and begin to thank the Lord right now. Thank him tonight. Lift your hands up.
Oh, yeah,
young one. Because you serve in the temple. Because you work in the temple. Because you help in the temple. May God Himself be your light.
Amen.
May the Lord cover you from heat.
Amen.
May God feed you.
Amen.
May you never be thirsty again.
Amen.
May you not be hungry again.
Amen.
As you serve God,
yes.
In the temple,
yes.
As you help,
yes.
In the house,
yes.
As you labor,
yes.
In the house of God, may God Himself honor you.
Amen.
May He wipe away your tears.
Amen.
May He lead you from evil.
Amen.
May He lead you from trouble.
Amen.
May He lead you from temptation.
Amen.
The Lord Himself will lead you.
Yes.
He will lead you.
Yes.
He will guide you.
Yes.
He will direct you.
Yes.
As you work.
Yes.
As you labor.
Yes.
As you help.
Yes.
In the temple.
Yes.
In the house of God.
Yes.
In the house of God.
Yes.
As you help.
Yes.
As you lift the pastor's
hands.
Yes. As you sing in the bar.
Yes.
As you pray in the church.
Yes.
As you are ready in the church.
Yes.
As you go up and down from
God. Go up and down.
May God feed you.
Amen.
May God look after you.
Amen.
May God give you shoes to wear.
Amen.
May God give you clothes to wear. May God help you.
Amen.
May God look after your children.
Amen.
May God supply your need.
Amen.
May you Lord not lack any good.
Yes.
May God be real to you.
Amen.
I bless you. I bless you. Tonight. I bless everybody here. I bless your home. I bless your children. I bless the work of your
hands.
I bless everything you do. May God promote you. May God uplift you. May God establish you. May God honor you. May God shine His light in your path. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. May you experience the goodness of the Lord.
Yes.
Goodness of the Lord.
Yes.
In the land of the living. May God smile at you. May God be gracious to you. I came to Kintampo because of you. I came to speak a blessing. May every curse be turned into a blessing.
Amen.
May every curse be turned into a blessing.
Amen.
May every curse be turned into a blessing.
Amen.
May every curse be turned into a blessing. May your life change. May your life change. May people see the glory of God. May they see the hand of God. May they see the favor of God. What has been difficult for you, may it become easy for now. May it become easy for now.
Amen.
What has been impossible,
amen,
may it become possible.
Amen.
May it become possible.
Amen.
May God assist you.
Amen.
May God support you.
Amen.
May God stand by you.
Amen.
May God push you forward.
Amen.
May God push you higher.
Amen.
May His glory be upon you.
Amen.
May His favor be upon you.
Amen.
You will not smell of failure.
Yes.
You will smell of favor.
Amen.
You will smell of favor.
Amen.
Where others have failed.
Amen.
You will not fail. Where others have failed, you will not fail. You will succeed in ministry. You will succeed in business. You will succeed in marriage. You will succeed in ministry. In the church, you will succeed. God will help you. God will help you. God will help you. The Lord Himself, He will be your light. He will be your light. Lord Himself,
yes.
He will lead you.
Yes.
He will lead you.
Yes.
Every step of the way.
Oh, yeah.
You will not die before your time.
Yes.
You will not die in an accident.
Yes.
I bless you.
Yes.
I bless you.
Yes.
Tonight, I speak a blessing over your life.
Yes.
May every sickness drop out of your body.
Yes.
Every strange disease.
Yes.
Every demonic attack.
Yes.
I curse it.
Yes.
I curse it. May it die inside of you. In the name of Jesus, I declare the strength of God, the grace of God, the favor of God, it will be your portion. Your family, they will look at you. They will see God's glory in your life. Your classmates, they will see God's glory in your life. I bless you. I bless you. May you serve God. May you serve in the temple. May you serve in the temple. May you serve in the temple. Your labor in the Lord. It will never be in vain. It will never be in vain. I bless you today. I bless you today. I bless the young ones. I bless the children. May they always serve in the temple. Yes. May none of be wayward. May none of be stubborn. Yes. May none of be rebellious. Yes. May your children serve God. May they follow God. May they know God. All the days of their lives. And you, may you not be tired of serving God. May you not be tired of serving God. May you do the work of God. May you follow God. May you walk with God. And may the glory of God be seen in your life. And bless you tonight.
Samuel Cosson at Tunum.
Wherever you are here, wherever you are standing tonight, put your two hands on your head. Father, tonight, I speak your blessing over your children. Everybody who came for this evening service, everybody who made the journey to come, I pray for them. Let their light be blessed. Let their light be blessed. I speak blessing over you. I speak favor over you. I speak the goodness of the Lord over you. May God do for you what you can never do for yourself. What your own effort cannot bring. May heaven supply your need. May heaven supply your need. I pray for everyone here tonight. Lord, stretch your hand of mercy. Stretch your hand of goodness. Stretch your almighty hand. Open to them your good treasure. Open your good treasure unto them. Let heaven give them rain. Let heaven give them rain. Let heaven give them good things. Open good treasure unto them. Let their serving you never be in vain. Let their serving you never be in vain. I pray for strength. I pray for grace. I pray for every pastor here. Every church here. Let the churches see growth. I speak increase. I speak abundance. I speak grace. Let the church multiply. In the name of Jesus, give us buildings. Give us lands. Give us meeting places. Take away reproach from every church. Take this grace from every church. Let the church be set on the mountaintop. Let grace be seen in every life. Let favor come upon us. We place our hands on our head. We say from the crown of our head to the source of our feet, we are blessed. We are favored. Heaven is helping us. We are not failures. We are victorious. We are victorious. We are victorious. God is helping us. God is blessing us. God is being gracious to us. We thank you, Almighty God, for your goodness, for your loving kindness, for your mercy. We honor you. We thank you. We honor you. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you blessed tonight? Now everybody stand to your feet before as you close.
Oh, Brian.
Just stand up and close your eyes. Close your eyes. As every head is bowed, every eye closed. I want to pray for you here. Maybe somebody invited you. And you came for this convention. One day convention. Tonight, I don't want you to leave here without giving your heart to Christ. You know you have made many mistakes. Sinned against God. Done wrong things. You feel far away from God. Tonight, when you say, Bishop, I need Jesus. I feel far from God. But tonight, I'm turning to Jesus. I want Jesus to come into my
heart.
I want him to wash away my sin. I want Jesus to be my Lord and my Savior. If you are here tonight, you need Jesus. you want to be born again, lift up your right hand. And I shall pray for you. Lift your right hand up. High above your head. God bless you. Lift your hand up. You know you need Jesus. You want to say today, I need Jesus in my life. I want to be born again. Lift your right hand. I'm going to pray for you. You are not sure you go to heaven. But when you die.
Peace.
But tonight,
as when
you pray,
I can be
sure.
Ultimately,
lift your right hand.
Hey, don't stand in front of us.
Jesus,
so here, yes,
you want to be born again.
But see, I will fulfill.
Father, thank you.
Lord, may that was
for every hand.
Man said, "Be I was."
Thank you.
That was it
for all the people. I pray for them that you save them. Stretch your hand of mercy. Help them. May they save you. If you have lifted your hand up, you want to be born again. Come to me in the front.
Yes, Bishop in chair with so I pay down, son. Nanti bra. Bra Bishop in chair with him. Bra. And very bra.
As a little boy, 13 years old,
I
gave my life to Jesus.
I mean,
lift your two hands up.
Lift your two hands up. Lift
your two hands up. Lift your
two hands up.
I want you all to make this your
personal.
Everybody here, say this prayer with me. Say Jesus. Tonight, I come to you just as I am. Please come into my heart. Wash away my sins. Make me your own child. Jesus.
Yes.
I'm a sinner.
Me your bonnie for.
But I know you died for me.
Now swim himself obe woody mammy.
Tonight.
And then you may
come into my heart.
Brahma brahma kumemu.
Help me.
Boa me.
To save you.
Mammy to me sumu.
And to walk with you.
Name ne wonante.
All the days of my life.
Min kwa nanyi na.
Tonight,
and then you pray,
I declare,
Michelle,
I am born again.
Where am from?
Jesus is my Lord.
Yes, we are mirror.
I will serve Jesus.
Mess sum Yesu
all the days of
my life.
Thank you, Father.
And that was Seja
for hearing my prayer.
So we team in Bible
from today.
Finneko.
I promise.
Michelle Bo.
I promise.
Michelle Bo.
I promise.
Michelle Bo.
To save you.
Same sumo.
All the days of my life. Thank you.
But I was it.
Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you.
But I was it.
For hearing my prayer.
Same team in Bible.
Thank you.
But I was it.
For saving me.
Same team in
thank you.
But I was it.
For writing my name.
Same true me Dean.
In the book of life.
I want one woman.
From today.
Finneko.
I belong to Jesus.
Me a Yesu dia.
From today,
Fineko.
I belong to Jesus.
Me a Yesu dia.
I will serve Jesus.
Mesum Yesu.
The rest of my life.
Me kwa na nyina.
Thank you, Father.
Me da wa sieja
for receiving me.
Se wa jimi
in Jesus.
Awo Yesu Kristo di mo.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, thank you so much for this wonderful people.
Man, ne pasum kun.
May they serve you.
Ah, ma onsumo.
May they walk with you.
Ma oni onante.
The rest of their life.
One kwa na nyene.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for them.
Ma onse ma.
Now I thank God for all of you.
Then I ask ma muni na ama bravo.
Some of you, I believe there's a real dedication of your life to Him.
Mumbi wa mudi se mo se tu ma bravo ashe Jesus.
I want to ask you to serve God.
Me se mo se tu ma sumo
radi. What's your name?
Never my first name.
Philip, how old are you?
What do you feel saying?
14.
14.
Wow.
14.
I was 13 years when I gave my life.
I promise you, my brother, my Jesus, never did feel do me
I've never gone back.
Then call me Chibium.
You will never go back.
Don't call me Chibium.
Amen.
Amen. All of you here,
I
want you to make up your mind that you serve God every day. You be in church every Sunday. You find yourself in church. Nothing will keep you from God. No friend will keep you from God. Nobody will turn you away from God. You will not drink
apetashi.
Amen.
Amen.
You will not smoke cigarettes. God will separate your life. Young girls, you not give your bodies to boys. Amen.
Amen.
God will separate you. God will keep you. God will supply every need.
And
you will not be hungry.
Come on,
you will not be thirsty.
Come on,
he himself will feed you.
He
will be your light. He will lead you the way you must go. He will wipe away your tears. God will help you. From today, I want you to be serious with God. Serve God every Sunday. Every Sunday, go to church. Your life is different from today. In Jesus' name. Father, I bless this wonderful
people.
I pray for them now. May they know you. May they serve you. May they follow you. May they walk with you the rest of their lives. Thank you, Father, for your salvation. That is their portion.
I offer them
in Jesus' name.
Oh, yes, Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Sure.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Sure.
You come back again. All right. So please, can you go back?
Pastor Munko, your point. Sorry, I'm moving now. I'm somewhere in.
Yes.
We'll just talk.
Give you a little bit of present. Bon semon.
Your point. I'm moving now. I'm moving. I'm somewhere. Stage here. I should be.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, hallelujah.
Amen.
You may be seated. Are you blessed tonight?
Why is sharing in your brain?
Wow.
It
actually pains me that only one night. That one day I must say it. Every Christian should have told me that it's a lot of arrangements.
You
would have had more days.
Ah,
next time.
That's for.